This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Say, I did that, and everyone will say, but somebody's going to be cutting a ribbon, and well, we're going to be finished long before that.
Oh, yes, that's
but the game. Somebody's going to be taking the credit for this. You remember, press. This guy did it.
You know, I was born in the South. South Bronx.
All right, we got Jim Carafano with us from the Heritage Foundation. Jim, how are you on this fine Friday morning?
Yeah, so I have a line for you, and you can say, people heard it on the Mark Cox show first. What Donald Trump is going to be remembered for is how nations should conduct global affairs after globalism.
Okay.
Because this is, you know, we have, you know, say if you want to do things in the world, you know, the good is like the World Economic Forum agenda, that this all these this liberal nonsense and stuff. And the alternative to that is, you either have to be an isolationist or an imperialist, and Trump's been accused of both. And the reality is Trump is obviously not an isolationist. If you think that, just ask the Houthis, you know, bombed into oblivion. He's certainly not an imperialist. What he is actually a leader who understands better than most of us, including people like me, who have only been doing this for like 40 years, that we have to figure out a way to live in this global community. And the best way is a way where we're not fighting wars, we're not hating each other, we're not killing each other. And there's no utopian way to do that. There's no perfect world. But there's a way to do it in a realistic, humane, and honest way. And Donald Trump's actually showing us how to do that.
You know, I think it's pretty interesting, Jim, and I'm sure you can give better perspective on this, but I listened to Ben Shapiro yesterday, and he went sideways on us getting friendlier with Qatar and Saudi Arabia, and he harbors a lot of, I would guess, ill will from, it's hard to forget, 9/11 and some Saudi connections to that. But he was concerned over what he saw with the president being so friendly to these nations. But we have a pretty long history with Qatar now. I mean, we staged there for the Gulf War, right? It's our biggest Air Force base is still in Qatar.
Well, you know, Ben's right. These countries have done some things which are not in the U.S. interest and not for the betterment of humanity. But no American leader is more knowledgeable about how to work in the Middle East than Donald Trump. And this is how you get Qatar or Qatar or whatever you want to call them and Saudi Arabia and these other guys to do the right thing is you quietly go to them with your power and influence, and you wave your finger and say, now you will stop that. And honestly, all the funding for Islamic extremism that came out of Saudi Arabia, which has really dried up over the last decades, a lot of that was the U.S. quietly going, no mas, Now, the problem with Biden was he was berating these countries publicly, like Saudi Arabia, or just being silent on their behavior because he needed them, like Qatar, because we do have a massive Air Force base. And both of those are the wrong things. You don't call them out in public. You don't ignore their behavior because you need them. You do what Arab tribal leaders have done since time immemorial. You go to your friends and you wave your finger in quietly with no one, TV cameras around, and you say, I love you, my friend, but no more. That's how you get things done. That, I think, will be the Donald Trump way.
Some of the biggest focus on his trip has been about this offer from Qatar to give the United States, not specifically Trump, the United States, this $400 million jet from Qatar. Do you have any concerns with him accepting that?
I've been following this almost like as a late night joke. So apparently the whole negotiation on this plane started under Biden. And to me, what's quite typical is, you know, we have to find something about Donald Trump that we hate so we can vex on that. And so we can ignore everything that's, you know, positive and good. And so my job, as is the president's job and people who are in this business, is what is in the vital interest of the United States and focus on that. And quite honestly, whether it's the man from Maryland, this, criminal for El Salvador, right? Basically they're just looking on something to complain about. It's like the Democratic Party, I'm nonpartisan, so I can say this. It's like they've become that angry Jewish grandmother who, no matter what you do, right, they've got to find something to complain about. There's too much salt in the soup, right? It doesn't matter if you bought them a $1 million home, right, and you took them to the finest restaurant in New York. There's got to be something wrong, right? And that's essentially what the Democratic Party's become.
When I heard Mark Wayne Mullen, the senator, point that out on CNN yesterday, it's the first time I'd ever heard it. And it makes me wonder why the White House wouldn't just go ahead and have said that at some point. Listen, we didn't start this. The Biden administration first talked to them about this jet over a year ago. All Donald Trump's doing is finishing the conversation.
I think that's because, I was actually just texting with a friend on this from Israel about this. It's because they're kind of busy.
Yeah.
They have kind of solidified relationships with Saudi Arabia. They've got the Abraham Accords back on track. They've got like five nations lining up to join the Abraham Accords. They're trying to reset Syria, which was once a hotbed for terrorists, Russians, and Iranians, one bar you never wanted to go into. Lebanon has a promise of a future. They've still got to deal with Gaza and Lebanon, and they're doing this all simultaneously. This is like a team that was competing in the Super Bowl, the NFL championships, the World Federation soccer thing, and the Olympics all at the same time. And so, excuse me if they don't have time to talk about this, like, this little ankle biting thing about some plane that they didn't even ask for. Come on.
It's an ankle biter. I'm just envisioning a little
chihuahua,
a little shih tzu or something. Running around biting ankles.
Just like, they do find anything they can to hate on Trump. Even if Biden did it somehow, if Trump does the same thing, that's all of a sudden terrible.
Oh, yeah. It's TDS, no doubt about it. Jim, always appreciate you.
They got to go from, what is it, from the donkey to a chihuahua. I think you're right.
It's totally a chihuahua.
That's a great point. All right, my friend, have a great weekend.
Love you.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Take care, Jim. We always love getting Jim on here. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.